From Tidbits on October 26th, 2015, this is iOS 9.1 Improves Live Photos by Adam C. Angst. Alongside the 10.11.1 update to El Capitan and watchOS 2.0.1, Apple has updated iOS to version 9.1, making only two feature changes. First, for those iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus users taking live photos, iOS now senses when you raise or lower your iPhone and avoids recording those movements. That's a useful change, since many live photos were bookended by inadvertent movements. Second, as with El Capitan's update, iOS 9.1 includes 150 new emoji characters, including various foods, family units, more faces, new animals, sports equipment, weather, and more. You can finally convey that you're nonplussed about your archery match being postponed due to heavy fog, all without having to think of any of those pesky words. Emoji junkies can find a roundup of the new images at Tech Insider. After those two changes, iOS 9.1 focuses on stability, resolving unspecified problems in CarPlay, music, photos, Safari, and search, and in performance, reportedly improving responsiveness in the multitasking user interface. Other bugs fixed could cause calendar to freeze in month view, prevent Game Center from launching, inappropriately zoom content in some apps, cause incorrect message counts for pop accounts, prevent users from removing recent contacts from new email or messages, fail to display some messages in mail searches, display a spurious gray bar in the body of audio messages, cause activation errors in some cellular carriers, and prevent some apps from updating via the App Store. Security updates are included as well, with 24 vulnerabilities blocked. At 246 megabytes for an iPhone 6, iOS 9.1 is probably most easily installed directly on the device via Settings, General, Software Update, although it should also work fine if installed via iTunes. If you're using one of the just-released iPhone 6S models and are taking live photos, you'll want to install iOS 9.1 sooner rather than later. Otherwise, wait a few days and see what's said about it online as the early adopters report on their experiences. We haven't experienced any notable problems on our test devices. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angstan. Thanks for listening.